Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob again, coming to you on our Monday of March 22nd, our 34th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotions. Yesterday, we began a new theme for the week, Significant Changes Happen. Oh, they're happening. It's just whether we're a part of them or not, or are we resistant or in denial. But God is revelation, which means God is constantly revealing God's self to us, which means change. And whenever we see God new, it requires change. It asks for change. It brings change. And that's what keeps us alive and vibrant and going in our faith. So today, we've got the monks chanting in the background, brought back the chant of the mystics for you. The cerulean surf and sea candle is just settling nicely into its role in this broadcast. And we've got the kava. Straight up kava tea. Today, Mary Alice Mulligan brings us two scripture readings to make her example. One is from the book of Leviticus, and one is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, which we've had before. And then we're going to talk about how religion is so adept at pointing out the differences between us and them, whoever it may be. It's always us, the chosen, and them, the not chosen, right? And boy, can we do some destructive and dangerous things with that concept. So first, let's hear the scripture. Then we'll get some comments from Mary Alice Mulligan. And we'll have a little prayer at the end, right after our poem. Here's the book of Leviticus, chapter 20. Verses 22 through 26. Leviticus 20, verses 22 through 26. Now, the book of Leviticus is called a priestly book. It's written, actually, for the priestly class of the Israelites as they discover their freedom through the Exodus and move on into settle in the Promised Land. Leviticus was the rule book, basically, for priests, on how to do every little thing correctly that pertains to their faith. So this is a little slice of that. Let's hear this word of the Bible. Verse 22 says, "You must carefully obey all my laws and regulations. Otherwise, the land to which I am bringing you will vomit you out. Do not live by the customs of the people whom I will expel before you. It is because they do these terrible things that I detest them so much. But I have promised that you will inherit their land, a land flowing with milk and honey. I, the Lord, am your God, who has set you apart from all other people. You must therefore make a distinction between ceremonially clean and unclean animals, and between clean and unclean birds. You must not defile yourselves by eating any animal or bird or creeping creature that I have forbidden. You must be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. I have set you apart from all other people to be my very own." And now let's hear from the prophet Jeremiah. Chapter 10 of Jeremiah, verses 1 through 5. If you want to turn to that, chapter 10 of Jeremiah, verses 1 through 5. Here's what the book of the prophet says. "Hear the word of the Lord, O Israel. This is what the Lord says. Do not act like other nations who try to read their future in the stars. Do not be afraid of their predictions, even though other nations are terrified by them. Their ways are futile and foolish. They cut down a tree and carve an idol. They decorate it with gold and silver and then fasten it securely with hammer and nails so it won't fall over. There stands their God, like a helpless scarecrow in a garden. It cannot speak, and it needs to be carried because it cannot walk. Do not be afraid of such gods, for they can neither harm you nor do you any good. Here's some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan in her Lenten devotional called Go to Jerusalem. She says this, "Throughout history, groups separated themselves from other people. Sometimes we claim the others are too primitive to understand our ways. We are embarrassed to remember that our history reveals people have claimed some others are subhuman. So it doesn't matter what we do to them. Their lives are treated as if they have no value. Such attitudes are why many Christians feel the need to state that black lives matter. Because our society often acts as if black lives do not matter. We don't say they matter more, but they must matter equally. Some groups argue that people of other religions are heathens who do not understand God, so we must keep separate to stay pure. Places in the Bible also indicate the chosen must keep separate from others. Nations that inhabited the land the Hebrews traveled through were considered unclean, as certain animals were. The worship practices of these others were considered worthless. God's special people were to keep themselves pure. Our focus this week is on the assurance that change happens. We are invited to notice that even what is written in Scripture may be reinterpreted or altered by other scripture. A few points for reflection from Mary Alice Mulligan. You can jot these down in your journal, your notebook, your iPad, in your mind, in your memory, whatever you brought with you today. Think of this. Can you remember a time when you were told by someone to keep away from another kind of person? Think about that. Can you remember a time when you were told to keep away from another kind of person? On the other hand, can you remember a time someone wanted to keep separate from you? A time someone wanted to keep separate from you. Now, reflect about those memories. How do such distinctions make you feel now? How does it feel that some directions for separations are even in Scripture? How does that feel when you hear the scripture from Leviticus and Jeremiah, directing us to keep separate from other people? Do you think God intends for us to draw such distinctions? And I might add, why do you think Jesus came to show us what God really meant, if not to love every single precious child of God as our neighbor? Thank you. Today's poem is called The Orange. The Orange by Wendy Cope. I'll read it through twice. The Orange by Wendy Cope. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park. This is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. The Orange by Wendy Cope. At lunchtime, I bought a huge orange. The size of it made us all laugh. I peeled it and shared it with Robert and Dave. They got quarters, and I had a half. And that orange, it made me so happy, as ordinary things often do just lately. The shopping, a walk in the park, this is peace and contentment. It's new. The rest of the day was quite easy. I did all the jobs on my list and enjoyed them and had some time over. I love you. I'm glad I exist. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty, Creator of all peoples, today, help us understand how separations hurt us. Amen.